This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the USA. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good, and good to be back on the podcast with you.
Yeah, and it is a big day today, actually, because we've had the latest United States CPI numbers. We've got an FOMC announcement a bit later on in the day. Let's focus, though, on those CPI numbers and, well, much better news for those looking for an interest rate cut sooner rather than later. Inflation has eased more than expected.
Yes, that's exactly right. And today's number today, Johnny, was probably the biggest event of the month, I would say. Inflation numbers following, you know, we had that strong jobs print last Friday. Things were, looking really higher than expected when it comes to jobs added. And then you get into this week and it was all eyes on that inflation figure because people were a little bit nervous. I think the consensus going into this CPI report was, well, we had strong wage growth and strong jobs added. That CPI is a little bit scary because, again, wage growth and jobs added would suggest that maybe the CPI print could be a little hotter than expected. But to the market's relief, we saw a pretty much across the board better than expected print. Because what we've got here, I'll read it out to everybody who's listening. We had CPI year over year came down to 3.3%. That's compared to what forecasts were for, which was 3.4%, and the previous report, which was also 3.4%. So they expected inflation to stay steady where it was, but it actually came down. And so that is a move in the right direction. It's not necessarily a we're out of the woods completely or all clear signal, but the market is taking it that way. We also saw CPI month over month came in lighter than anticipated, which contributed to that year over year improvement. And core CPI actually came in a little bit light as well. That's on a month over month figure. And so again, a hit, you know, for the bulls in terms of the stock market, and people are cheering this idea that, well, hey, look, inflation is actually headed in the right direction. But I want to also just kind of add my two cents before we talk about all the moves that have happened, which is, okay, yes, inflation is moving in the right direction, but similar to jobs numbers, 2 months back, we saw a real cool jobs print, and then the next month came out and it was a hot jobs print. So remember that, you know, a trend is different than just a one-off figure. So while this is definitely a step in the right direction, I wouldn't say necessarily that inflation is trending lower. I would say that this is a first move in the right direction in terms of getting closer to that target of the 2% Fed funds target, or the 2% inflation target for the Fed.
But those unexpected figures, Nick, have had a sharp effect on the dollar. I'm just looking at the latest number against the pound, and it's at 128.43. That's close to 1% higher today. Now, that is 3 months high. They're definitely taking it seriously, this number.
Absolutely, and as they should. You know, the dollar here seeing a pretty big drop. I've just pulled up the dollar index just to see kind of a consolidated view of how the dollar is performing against its peers. And what we can see is that we're trading up against that 105.2 level, let's call it, a couple times tried to move higher. And then today, the big CPI print, which completely reversed the bullish gains that came off the back of Friday's NFP number. So again, some concerns about hot jobs were driving the dollar higher, but today, some of those concerns were shrugged off by the market. We see the dollar dropping well, at the time of recording this, which please note for listeners, we're doing this ahead of the Fed meeting. We should say that we're recording this ahead of the Fed meeting, which is expected to be very volatile this afternoon. But at least we get this snapshot of time before FOMC just isolated and really studying CPI figures today. The dollar's down 0.9%. It is underperforming its peers. And as you mentioned, the pound is real, looking real strong today. So is the euro. The euro was also seeing some downside recently due to some of the parliamentary drama that happened over the weekend and earlier this week. So the euro really bouncing back today. The dollar yen is down 0.8%. dollar Swiss down 0.7, dollar CAD 0.5%. So you are definitely seeing the dollar give back some steam against its peers. And we're seeing that kind of just across the board. Now, the dollar index, the question is, will it continue? Is this a new trend? And again, that's where I would just caution with a singular inflationary print in the right direction. Things have reversed more wild than this one could. So just keep that in mind. I would say that if you're looking at the dollar index, 104 is a very interesting level, because at 104, that's kind of the recent low. Johnny, you mentioned that the pound is close to that 3-month high. It's very, very close to knocking on that door. Dollar index on the downside is near to a multiple month low. The question is, can we get something from the Fed meeting today, or perhaps the PPI, the producer price index, tomorrow, that could break that level of support and really get something in motion, get something a bit more trending here? Because if you take a look at the dollar index, it's been range bound. It has not moved a whole lot if you were to take a look at the last, since May or mid-May. So we will see where that goes. Again, we have the Fed meeting later today, and this Fed meeting is not just a press conference where Jerome Powell can be a wordsmith and talk in both directions, which we've, teased at many times on the podcast before. What's different about this one is that we get the dot plot. And dot plots are, I was having a discussion with a colleague right before this podcast, and how the dot plot is such a cool piece of information, because unlike speeches and jargon and discussions, which can be taken in many different ways, a dot plot is just a straight up vote. Similar to how the Bank of England has their bank rate votes, it's a very clear way of seeing where people are voting. It's a binary way of checking out what the expectations are. So I'm very curious to see what that dot plot brings us, because here we are, Johnny, we're watching the market get very, very excited about this cooler than anticipated CPI print. But how does the Fed feel about it? Is this enough? Are they going to say that this is just one off? And maybe more importantly, how are they going to vote today? How is that dot plot going to show us where they really feel, not just anecdotally or from a word that was said? I think that that's where a lot of people get frustrated by the Fed, because they can, Jerome Powell especially, can speak in a way that does not give you any concrete ideas of what the Fed wants to do. And there was even something, I think Elizabeth Warren sent him a letter just recently requesting that they cut rates. And I think that that just shows, again, how much people are wondering what the Fed is really going to do and what their intentions are. And so finally, today we get the dot plot, which could add some transparency to that. As again, we are recording this before the Fed meeting and the dot plot is released, I'll just give you a synopsis of kind of what could happen in either direction. If you get something from the Fed that basically points out they think cuts are still appropriate this year, and that perhaps, like we saw in the beginning of the year, 3 cuts or 2 cuts are something that is still plausible, the market's going to cheer that. That is going to be more follow through to what we saw this morning with the CPI print. And conversely, if you get a dot plot that looks a little bit lackluster, like cuts are not coming as soon, that dollar could completely reverse a lot of its losses today. So it is a very, very volatile event, and we'll have to kind of watch what it does after the dust settles. And I'm sure we'll talk about it and follow up on that on Friday's podcast.
Okay, Trader Nick in the USA, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny. See you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.